Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Barry Siebel and Friends on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
Well, good afternoon. You have tuned into and are listening to the Barry Siebel Show with Friends. Glad to have you join us. Maybe you are not quite familiar with our show, as we are normally on Sunday morning from 10 to 11. Due to the Super Bowl, we have been preempted. And usually, I'm in studio with what I call my go-to guys. We pride ourselves on political dialogue, world events, some sports, common sense, and a lot of laughs. A kind of boutique show. So today, my studio associates are on vacation or either out and about, and I am in studio for the very first time solo. Good luck to me. Frankly, I now know how Mark Levin, our very own Dom Giordano, and Rich Scioli feel. You, the mic, and a producer, Glenn, on the other side of the glass.
Relax, Barry, relax. You're gonna be fine, man. It's going to be a piece of cake.
There you go. Thanks, Glenn. An interesting experience, to say the least. Having an hour to express your innermost thoughts to your listeners with no assistance, one may think a little nervous. No time for that. So here I go, a quick monologue. In a world that is ever-changing and challenging, where common sense is no longer common sense, so many different individuals with what appears to most be obscure ideologies and with such intense knowledge and technology, how can we keep modest? Yep, let me take you back in time. A lot of us grew up in a different era. Even though it doesn't feel like that and it feels like just yesterday, it's not so. No need to lock your front door or even your car doors. No such school shootings or walking into a store and taking whatever you want without being nabbed. Much different than today, don't you think? Times were calm. Basketball at Farrell School Playground or Max Myers or even Jardel. Yes, I was a Northeast guy and graduated from Northeast High School, and a pinochle game of cards on a Friday night with my friends worked for me. We always managed to have fun. No thoughts of stress or pressure like today or worrying about the future. It would all work out. Our parents, after all, were there for us to guide us. We could always depend on our teachers, priest or rabbi, for additional assistance. And our trustworthy government ensured and secured our safety as a nation. And off we went. Some history of myself. An introduction to you, college grad and owner of Sable Diamonds on Sansom Street, Jewelers Row. And many called my store, Store of the Stars. The likes of Will Smith and Jazzy Jeff, Boys to Men, Sir Charles Barkley, and a host of athletes, entertainers, and TV personalities. A list as long as your arm. And of course, a terrific customer base. Life was good. Prosperity. Fun, and a little of this, and a little of that. Love of our country, a solid education, a strong nuclear family that we could depend on, and a strong faith of religion and love of God. Simple, simple. In addition to, I was never a political type of guy. What was a Democrat, liberal, or progressive? I didn't know, and I didn't care. I didn't know what was the political platform of the Republican Party. And nor again did I care to know. I didn't know the left from the right unless you were standing next to home plate in a softball game. Well, frankly, that's as far as it went. I hated politics then, and I still do. For me, selling and buying diamond softball, dating and traveling, and as long as the White House had America's best interest at heart, I was content, and so was most. And if the Russians were not coming down the turnpike, I was good. After all, we lived in a world striving for achievement. I say all this because, in contrast to today, I think you get the point and know where I'm heading. We have denounced the basics that made us such a great country. All of them. Things we have never heard of or witnessed before. Simple things such as a current president telling us we are a racist country. Ha, that's a first. An open border. Boys using girls' bathrooms. And an infiltration in their sports. Our education system in shambles. Crime rampant like we have never seen before. The funding of the police. Our history attempting to be destroyed. And two working parents struggling to pay their bills. And most concerning, our country is in skirmishes all over the globe. We know that, and you see that. Many fear World War III just around the corner. Corruption at its highest form. Just think about it. From the operation of the government, judicial, and our very own politicians. The days of what can I do for your country? You know the rest. The rest is long gone. Just look at the Texas border. Who would have ever dreamed that states would have to protect themselves from the actions of the federal government? I sincerely have concern, and so should you. I don't want to be negative. I want to be sincere and realistic. Let me take you to the movie, The Planet of the Apes. Charlton Heston riding a horse on a barren beach, looking up and seeing the head and crown of the Statue of Liberty. We all have seen it. And him saying, I can't believe it. We destroyed ourselves. We finally did it. Ukraine-Russian war, Middle East unrest, China wanting Taiwan, North Korea desiring South Korea, and Iran wanting everything, and the United States being bullied. Wow. I just don't know. Oh, I'm out of breath. So I want to begin with, who is running this country? Come on. Let's listen to the clips. Glenn, how we doing back there? Glenn is new with me. He's producing my show for the first time. How we doing, my brother? Well, I'll continue until he gets. Oh, you have him? There you go.
There's been a response from the.
Just listen to this guy.
There's been a response.
Our president.
From the opposition. But, yes, I'm sorry. From Hamas.
Oh, my God.
But it seems to be a little over the top. We're not sure where it is.
Yeah, Glenn.
TMI.
Go ahead, Glenn. Play another one for me.
Now, we need to evolve our institutions.
The heck
drive,
is he talking
create
about?
New partnerships. Let me be clear.
Hmm.
Certain principles of our international system are sacrosanct.
Oh, boy. So, oh, boy. Go ahead, Glenn. We have another one, Glenn.
Right after I was
I think
elected,
people get the
point. I went
point.
To a, what they call a G7 meeting, all the NATO leaders. I was in the south of England. And I sat down and I said, America's back. And Mitterrand from Germany, I mean, from France, looked at me and said, you know, how long are you back for? And I looked at him, and the Chancellor of Germany said, What would you say, Mr. President? If you pick
London. That's enough, Glenn. We get the point. President Joe Biden on this past Wednesday twice referred to the late German Chancellor Helmut, I guess you would say, Kohl, I guess, instead of former Chancellor Angela Merkel, while detailing a 2021 conversation at campaign events. It was the second time this week that Biden had recalled speaking with a European leader who had died earlier. Biden's gaffes Wednesday came at a series of fundraisers in New York as he described conversations he said he had with European leaders at a meeting. Biden said at both events that Helmut Kohl, who died in 2017, had asked him how he would respond if he read about people storming the British Parliament. You get the point. These people are dead. These people are dead. I find it to be appalling and disgraceful that, frankly, that people would push this man out there to represent the country. Where is his family? I mean, his wife. I mean, they know the position that this guy is in. He's not well. I mean, we've all listened and been aware of from stories from others, if not experienced, Alzheimer's and dementia in our own parents or in friends' parents. It's terrible. This is elder abuse. It's not fair. But beyond that, who's running the country? Who's making the decisions? Some say it's on autopilot. Autopilot? With all the things that are going on in this country, especially overseas, autopilot? It doesn't make any sense to me. I see Peter's on the line from Abington. Is that where you're from, my brother?
That is where I'm from. Can you hear me, Uncle Barry?
I can. You sound like you're in a faraway land. Peter, incidentally, is one of my go-to guys that sits in every week with me in studio. He is on vacation in Florida with his lovely wife. I guess he's on the beach or on the golf course. Pete, I guess you heard my monologue. Any thoughts?
Yeah. Hey, listen, there's a lot to unpack there, and it's all accurate and it's all relevant to what we're seeing in our society and in our country and around the world today.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know where you start, but I'll tell you where I'm going to start. I'm going to start at the jewelry store because I used to love to come down and visit you down there. I'd take my coffee. I'd relax. I knew the cop that worked the street out front because he also was a college referee in basketball.
Yeah.
And it was just a great experience. And the people that I used to meet there, you know, like a lot of the Sixers we met there. We met a lot of the sportscasters from Philadelphia news agencies there. And just, you know, every time I was there, it seemed like there was a celebrity in there, Joe Frazier or Mark Jackson or Yuki Washington. You know, it's just the number of people that you used to interact with down there. You had a good thing going.
Yeah, it surely was a lot of fun. And you know I love people. And it was really a tribute to handle so many athletes and people that were important to the Philadelphia people, especially sports athletes. I mean, they were just one of a kind. But here's my point.
Well, it was a lot of fun for was a lot of fun for me because I was a sports guy myself.
Yes.
So, you know, I found it interesting. And I will say all the jewelry that I had gotten through your store, I was very confident that it was, the highest quality. And I really got great, great value for the things that I bought there. And I appreciate that.
Well,
it took care of me.
I appreciate that. Can I tell you something? That would be a good advertisement if I was still in business.
But well, we're not in that business anymore. Now we got to sell radio time.
That's
so
right.
Getting back to your monologue, I know you're kind of looking at a new audience today, 12 o'clock. We had developed our audience at 10 o'clock, and we were doing really well with that. So we're talking to some new people. There's one thing you have to know about the Barry Sable and Friends show. Whenever you listen to this show, you are going to learn something that you do not hear anywhere else, that you will not hear in the mainstream media, that you will not hear even on Fox News. Okay? We do our research. We do our homework. And we spent a lot of time analyzing these complex issues.
Yep.
And believe me, if you listen to this show, you're going to learn stuff. For example, Obama administration was the first administration to use law enforcement to spy against their political opponents.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
He was the first guy that started all this quote-unquote lawfare. We pointed that out. We also pointed out that most real scientists, physicists, etc., do not agree that climate change is a serious or existential threat. We laid that out in the books that we also referenced for people to read and educate themselves. Okay, mandating electric vehicles. We talked about that 6 months ago. Not practical. It's not going to work. The electrical grid can't support it. You know, Ford lost $64,000 on every EV they sold last year. How can they continue to do that? Biden and Blinken will turn on Israel. We said that October 8th. Yeah. Eventually they will, and it's happening now. They will try to prevent Israel from winning. They want a two-state solution. My question, Uncle Barry, to you is this. Who's going to live in that state? Hamas doesn't want a two-state solution.
No.
Hezbollah don't.
No.
Islamic Jihad don't. PLO don't. The Houthis don't. Iran don't. Who's going to live in that other state? All people that want to eradicate Israel. That'll never work, and Israel will never go for it. And last but not least, Biden will not run. He will not be the candidate. Now, you heard me say that a year ago, and that's my opinion. But we've been talking about that. And do you think that report from the special counsel, the way it was written, was done to benefit Biden or to expose him and to push him out of the candidacy so that they can get a Newsom or a Michelle Obama in there?
Yeah. Well,
what do you think about that, Uncle Barry?
Well, I'll tell you, Pete, I just got a text from Lois. Barack Obama is running his third term. They all should be ashamed of themselves. We are a doomed society and need a major change. Look, Pete, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, as I said, a liberal or a progressive. It doesn't matter to me, Peter. What cares and what I care about is the welfare of the United States of America. And it doesn't matter to me who holds office, as I say, over and over and over and over. But frankly, these people have been given a chance, meaning the Democratic Party. They had your confidence. They sold you on a good bill of health. But frankly, it's now time for a change. And what they're doing to Trump today, and we're going to talk about that in a second in regards to this report that just came out with Biden, is terrible. So people know that we have problems today. Why, if you're a patriot, when I say a patriot, if you care about America, I don't care if you're a Democrat, why would you endorse these kind of policies, Peter? Why?
Yeah, hey, listen, I agree with you 100%. Let's look at the facts. The facts are this is not a Democratic, a Republican issue. It's not a black-white issue. It's not a rich-poor issue. It's now coming down to right versus wrong, good versus evil. Now, you'll hear them talk about Trump like he's evil. But look around you. What's evil? Migrants beating up police officers?
Yeah.
Making people swim across a river with a kid on their back? I mean, $34 trillion in debt? Take a look around and tell me what's evil and what's right versus wrong. So I agree with you 100%.
Well, you know what's funny, Peter? We never get a chance for Democrats, by their own volition, to call in and talk to us about why they would vote Democratic today. Look what's going on in our schools, as I mentioned in our monologue. I mean, are we up against the break? Peter, don't you go anywhere. It looks like we're up against the break.
Okay.
I know you have a tea time, but don't you go somewhere. You and I have much to discuss. Looks like we have to take a break. Hang in there. 1210 WPHT. If you select the call in 855-839-1210, we will see you on the other side of the break.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand.
We are back. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Of course, we are 1210 WPHD Talk Radio. I have my go-to guy, Peter Mimmo, on the line from Florida. I don't know if he's on the beach. I don't know if he's on the golf course. But are you still with me, Peter?
I am with you. I was at a country western honky-tonk, kind of got out of that country club environment, and
yep.
Kind of rattled around with the locals, and we had an absolute ball. I looked a little out of place in my golf shirt, but we had one heck of a good time. My wife had her cowboy hat on, and she loves that stuff. So
here, tell me.
There's a lot to do down here.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you, Peter. Tell our listeners what your thoughts are of Florida, because there's a lot of people that are migrating to Florida, whether it's for 6 months out of the year. Give me your analysis of what your thoughts are of being down there, and do you think you would enjoy living down there 6 months out of the year?
I do. I think eventually that's going to be in the cards for me. I enjoy outdoor sports and outdoor activities. Why should we be locked in the house for 4 months every year?
Yep.
And if you're a golfer, it's really 6 months because it doesn't get nice probably until May. And, you know, once we hit October, everything's dicey. So, you know, if you really care about your physical self, Florida is a good place to be if you can afford it. I know a lot of people don't have the means to do it. But as far as the government in Florida, I believe Florida is the freest state in the country right now.
I agree.
It was the first state that didn't lock down. It was the first state that opened their schools. They never mandated vaccines. So I give DeSantis a lot of credit for that. And I give him also a lot of credit for getting out of the race the way he did, which is not what Haley's doing. She's completely ruining her reputation.
Yeah, I'm going to get back to that. But hold on, Peter. I noticed that Judy is on the call on the line from Cherry Hill. Pete, let's take a call. Let's see what's on her mind. Of course. Let's go. Judy, you're live on the air with Barry Sabo and Friends. Good morning.
Hi, Uncle Barry. I love your show. I love
Thank
your
you.
Topics. I love how everybody has a different view and you can pick what you want.
Yes.
I wanted to tell you a real quick story that made tears roll down my face. I have one son, and he owns his own business, and he has a Sprinter van, and all of his tools are in his Sprinter van. He parks in his driveway every day. He goes out about a month ago, and he sees someone broke into the van. He looks, everything was disheveled, and he looked, and nothing was stolen except the change from his cup holder. He thought that was very odd because he had some expensive tools.
Of course.
So he reports it to the police. The police say, oh, well, you know, go around your neighborhood for the next few days to see if they come back and catch them. So nothing happens. So Wednesday, he calls me in the afternoon. He says, Mom, you're not going to believe what happened. I said, what? He goes, I installed that Ring camera after my van got broken into. And last night at, well, this that 3 o'clock in Wednesday morning, the Ring camera goes off. He looks and somebody's breaking into his van. So
you
he gets dressed, runs downstairs, sees the guy run away. He's chasing after the guy. He's trying to find him. He finds the guy hiding in the bushes.
Wow.
He says to the guy, get out of the bushes now. Mm. So the guy gets out. Zach looks at him and sees that he's totally broken. He is sad. He was just a broken man. So he says to him, why did you break in my van? And why didn't you take my tools? He says, I didn't want your tools. I just wanted the change from your cup holder because I was hungry.
Wow.
So Zach says, here, he gave him a $25 gift card from Wawa and said, don't ever break in my van again. If you need money, I mean, if you need food, you come to my house, ring my doorbell. I'll see if I'm home, I will give you a plate of food. If not, I'll see you on the Ring camera and I will have food for you that night.
Judy, what
and
a story.
Said, yeah, and he said to me, Mom, I did something that you always told me to do. You told me to do the right thing, and I did the right thing. And that's why tears were streaming down my face.
You should be proud, my friend. You're a good mom. You trained that boy right, I want you to know. There's a lot of parents that could take lessons from you. Maybe you should hold open houses and forums and townhouses because we have a lot of problems today, Judy. And you have to admit there's a lot of kids that just aren't like that.
We do. That don't have the guidance from their parents and they really need it.
There you go.
I want to tell your listeners, just do the right thing. Barry, God bless you. God bless your listeners. And God bless America.
Thank you, Judy. Listen, Pete, don't go anywhere. We have another call.
Hey.
Steve, you're on from Gloucester County. You're live with Uncle Barry and friends.
Hey, gentlemen. How are you?
Oh, boy, Pete. Look who we have.
The team's back together.
Yeah, my other go-to guy. You guys
the triumphant.
Yeah, you guys don't trust me in the studio by myself. You're all over me, and I appreciate the support. Go ahead, Steve. What's on your mind?
Well, it figures you're solo today, and you got a whole live studio audience. I just found out you have 10 people in the studio sitting there in chairs. What's up with that?
Well, we're trying to be like Gutfield, aren't we, boys?
Absolutely.
Well, you know what?
Hey, Barry.
Yes.
I should say Uncle Barry.
Yes, sir.
You know, the triangle is the strongest structure known to man, right? The triangle. So we build on the triangle, and that's why we all have good information. We all do our own research. You're going to learn things on this show you don't hear anywhere else.
Well, listen, I know that we're having a friendly show today, but I do want to get back to business. I know we have Stan on the line, and Seth Grossman from Atlantic City is online, but I do want to bounce something off of both of you guys. You know, we talk about the border all the time, and it's been known that Biden and his associates keep blaming the Republicans and Congress why there's an open border. Both of you guys know that's not the truth. And all that he has to do is put back stay in Mexico, Title 42, build a wall, deport, interview, and follow the laws on the books. Pete, why don't I turn to you first? What are your thoughts on that? And what are we going to do to secure this border? Because, as you know, Mayorkas this week was not impeached. And four Republicans, hold on one second, and I'll read their names a little later in the show. Hopefully we'll have time, went along with Democrats. So what are your thoughts before I turn to Steve? Because I have another question for Steve. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, listen, my thoughts are this. If you can't get the Republicans to hold the line on impeaching Mayorkas, what in the world would it take? This country's being invaded. He lied to Congress under oath. What more would it take to get rid of someone? What does he have to do? Kill somebody in Times Square? This guy has done so much damage to this country, and it's all by design. And the Republicans are in a pillow fight, and these guys have rocks and baseball bats.
Yep.
They got to wake up. The Republicans have to wake up. We have to get rid of the rhinos in our party.
Yeah.
We have to get rid of them or else we'll never be able to confront the evil that we're up against.
Well, Steve, I think, and that's a good analysis, Pete, all he has to do is have the H.R. 2 bill in order, which is to secure the border, Act of 2023, passed with as you know, Republican support without Democratic backing. And what that bill mandates is the construction of at least 900 miles of border wall, a signature Trump policy. If we went back to that, Steve, or if we go to 42, and I guess you could give the definition of what Title 42 is, why can't, with the stroke of a pen, this guy just sign so we can move forward, Steve?
Well, Barry, all during COVID, remember, we were being forced to take the vax and being having COVID tests and masks. These people are coming over the border as one of the Title 42 policies. But I want to give you the names of those congressmen, Manny, Mo, and Jack, and I believe Goofy.
Yep. Those
four congressmen. And here's another thing. We're up against the break, right?
Yeah, we're up against the break. If you guys want to hang in there, I want to get to Seth while you're here. I know you don't want to leave me by myself. It's okay. It looks like we have to take a break. 12 Talk Radio. How do you like that one? 1210 WPHD Talk Radio. If you select the call on 855-839-1210, we will see you on the other side.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, on demand, on demand.
We are back. You are listening to the Barry Sable Show with friends. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. We're not leaving. I like it in here. Steve, before I leave you go, just a quick note. We never see anybody talking about the men and women that were left behind in Afghanistan. Why not?
Well, because it doesn't fit the narrative. That failed exodus that was an embarrassment over the globe, that gave confidence to Russia and China to move in. And now Europe's in trouble. Yep. The Middle East is on fire. And yep. God bless you guys. It was great having the team back together.
Yep. Love having off. You.
Steve DiRoyo.
You bet.
Have a
Thanks,
good day, guys.
Steve. You bet.
Thanks. See
Love you,
bye.
You, Steve.
Love you, too. See you, bye.
Peter, don't leave me. Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity, what I call the walking encyclopedia. For our listeners that don't know and do not know, he ran for governorship against Chris Christie back in 2013. Seth, morning, Atlantic. Seth Grossman, good morning, Atlantic City. How the heck are you guys doing down there?
Well, I'm very busy. A lot of stuff's going on. If you want the details, it's all posted at libertyandprosperity.com. But I'm going to be speaking it's called Piles Grove Township or Sharptown.
Uh-huh.
For those familiar with Route 40, between Woodstown and Cowtown, there's a group called it's called the Faith and Freedom Coalition. The theme is American survival depends on mass deportations. Now, yep. We could, first of all, as far as the border is concerned, this is not a Congress thing. You are correct. All the laws we need to protect our border are in place. We simply have a president who refuses to enforce the law.
Yes.
And I think now we're finding out what's really going on. President Biden is really pretty much has dementia. He's been out of it for 2 years. And what we have is Barack Obama's third term in office.
Yep.
All the people in key positions, including.
Yep, yeah. It appears that way. I agree. But Seth, let me ask you a question. I know you're a big proponent on trying to round these people back up again and deport them. My question to you is, how would you propose to do that? We know what it takes to close the border. I could tell you, in construction, all you have to do, I hate to mention, we'll say the building supply, big stores, hang out there, and you could catch so many different people that are here from foreign countries that are just here illegal. I'm not saying good, bad, or indifferent. I'm not placing my vote. How are you going to round them up?
Well, just imagine, first of all, if you said it's against the law to rob a bank.
Yep.
But if somebody robs a bank and gets off the parking lot, we're not going to chase after them. No. We're going to do nothing. No. So you have to have what they call internal enforcement. And we know, as a lawyer, I see it every day when illegal immigrants are picked up with traffic violations, all sorts of violations, And if they're an illegal immigrant, they're just released. They don't even get a summons to appear in court.
No.
So we've got to use local police and state police, school system, full mobilization that everybody who arrived here within the last 6 years who's here illegally has to be rounded up and deported.
Yeah.
You saw it in New York. You saw a 15-year-old, basically an animal, from Venezuela. He's shoplifting. Security stops him. The 15-year-old kid takes out a gun, starts shooting at the security guard, hits a tourist, then starts shooting at the police. Who the heck let that 15-year-old in here? He's here illegally, so we have to round them up and get them out of here. But unless we do that, you know, we could have, you know, the highest wall. If only 1 out of 10 gets through, and he knows if I just keep trying 10 times, once I get through, I'll never be deported.
Yep.
We'll never enforce the border.
Peter,
by the way, one thing that
hold on one second, Seth. Peter, I want to bring you in here. Liberals and progressives, do you believe that they're ever, in your wildest dreams, going to vote to deport these people? I know they're going to come up with children that are here, and I've talked to people, people that had children that are here now, and they've been here illegally, say, for 5 or 6 years. To me, you have to, the kids have to follow parents. You have to deport whoever you're going to deport. Are the progressives, again, Pete, and the liberals ever going to vote to allow that to happen? And if somebody like Trump did come into office, could he enforce it or not?
Well, first of all, I have to say that Seth is 100% correct. You have to have internal enforcement.
Yep.
And his site, Liberty and Prosperity, is a great site. And I encourage everybody to go there, whether it be through the internet or get involved in some of the speaking and some of the events that they have. You'll learn a lot. You'll be with kindred spirits. Now, getting back to the what the Trump could do it, because he's only got 4 years, and then he doesn't have to worry about reelection. Because this is a very sensitive issue, because you know the press and the TV are going to show you the guy that gets pulled out of the house with the kids hanging on his leg. You know, that's what we're going to be fighting, is the optics.
Yep.
And Seth, you could agree or disagree with that, but you know what the press, the propaganda on the left will be about breaking up families and separating kids from their parents, and you get into that whole thing.
Your thought on that?
How to handle it?
I agree, but I disagree. Israel faced the same thing. They knew the optics of taking on Hamas in the cities. The children had to be killed. There were innocents killed, but the Jews of Israel said, if we want to save our country, we've got to do what's necessary to save our country, and we Americans need to be serious, because if we don't do this, if we allow 8 million illegal foreigners on top of the 45 million illegals already here,
I agree.
We don't have our country, our children don't have a country, our grandchildren, our nieces and nephews. So I'll be talking on Tuesday, February 13th, in Piles Grove at 7 o'clock. It's all posted on the website, and we'll give all the details there. One quick thing on the anchor babies. You're absolutely correct. People are saying, what about the anchor babies? They're American citizens. Well, guess what? We don't have to worry about the 14th Amendment or Supreme Court.
No.
Because under 200 years of family law, the kids go with the parents. So if the parents are illegal and they get deported, the anchor baby goes with the parents. And if 18 years later, when the kid grows up, he wants to come back to America, fine. But we don't keep the whole family of illegals here just because one baby was born in this country, and that's under existing law. Nothing has to be changed.
Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity. I agree with that, too. Before I leave you go, tell us one more time, where are you going to be, and do you have any additional upcoming events? And I want you to know, you could catch Seth Grossman on the air in South Jersey. He's been on radio for what feels like forever, at least 30 years. He is a very influential a very influential guy. He knows history. He knows what's going on in the world. And I'm thrilled to have him part of the Barry Sable Show with friends. Any other last thoughts before we leave you go?
Right. So besides Tuesday to talk about the need for mass deportations, on Saturday in Summers Point at Josie Kelly's, we're having Craig Calloway, who's probably the best known ballot harvester in America.
What time,
and
Seth?
He's famous.
What
time? That's going to be Saturday, 9:30. In Summers Point. That's posted on the libertyandprosperity.com website. He was featured on Jesse Waters, on Fox News, on Epoch Times. Even Elon Musk tweeted about him. So he's a ballot harvester, and for 18 years, He did his harvesting for Democrats, and there was no problem. The minute he supported Jeff Van Drew, a Republican congressman, he got indicted last week in federal court. So his crime is not harvesting ballots. His crime was harvesting ballots for Republicans. And there's a whole other side of the story, which a lot of people need to know the details. All that's posted at libertyandprosperity.com.
Pete, I know your way, I guess, but I'm going. I'll be there, Seth. I'll be there.
Okay.
Seth Grossman, Liberty and Prosperity, thanks for calling in. Peter.
Good job.
Yeah.
And listen, what you're seeing right now is tyranny. They are using lawfare to enact their policies, just like what Seth just said. If you did it for Democrats, no problem. But if you're doing it for Republicans, they're going to use law to get you. They're going to use law enforcement.
Yep.
I said that all started under Obama. Look at Santos in the House of Representatives. It took them 8 years to indict Hunter Biden. It took them, what, 3.5 months to indict George Santos? By the way, the only guy in Congress that was ever thrown out of Congress based on an indictment, not a conviction.
Two-tiered system, Peter.
A grand jury can indict a ham sandwich. So why would you get rid of him before he was guilty of anything? I thought it was innocent until proven guilty.
Of course.
We are in a bad place in this country. They're using law enforcement. And now you see where Biden willfully had classified documents, was never president, no prosecution.
Yep.
Trump was president, prosecution. Okay? Yep. It's a two-tiered system of justice. But before I go, I just want to say,
no, you're not
show,
going
Larry.
Anywhere. You're not going anywhere. We have, listen, we have another go-to guy. Hey, he'll be disappointed if he doesn't hear your voice. Owen Stauffer, you're on with Peter Mimmo and Uncle Barry. Good morning, good afternoon, good night. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Good afternoon. It was hard to find you, Barry. I wish they wouldn't switch you around.
Yeah.
You know, our regular listeners are going to have trouble finding you.
Yep. I hope the people today are enjoying.
I'm going to find them.
But hold on, Owen. Owen, I know you want to talk about the border. We had talked about that. I don't want to talk to you about the border. What I want to talk to you and Peter is about the Supreme Court this week heard argument for the Trump camp and the Colorado camp on the Colorado ballot. I want to talk to you about that. And I, you know, let me just give you a few things that I pulled up. The U.S. Supreme Court seems poised to overturn the Colorado Supreme Court's decision to bar former President Donald Trump from appearing on state primary ballots. The High Court heard arguments Thursday as to whether Section 3 of the 14th Amendment prohibits Trump from holding office, hold on, after Trump. So what they're really trying to do is put this in the hands of the states. And it was very interesting. I listened to it. I know you listened to it as well. Owen, I want to get your thoughts and give our listeners your thoughts who were working and didn't get a chance to listen to the argument on both sides. Tell me what your thoughts are and were.
Well, I was surprised. I listened to the arguments, and a lot of it is very, very technical. You get into a lot of legalese that most of the people don't understand. It's basically, can there be a law on the books in the Constitution that is self-executing? In other words, what self-executing means, you don't need any congressional authority to do it.
No.
The declaration says that you can just do it and just bring somebody to court based on what's in the Constitution. That's self-executing. Well, it really wasn't the issue. The person that brought up the issue that was most supportive to Trump was Ketanji Brown. Can you believe it? One of the most liberal judges on there brought up really what I think was the most telling argument to throw the case out. And that is the fact that she said that the 14th Amendment, and that's where this is based, the 14th Amendment was derived because of the Confederacy. And what they were trying to do in the 14th Amendment was try to stop Confederates from going back into Congress. They felt that they were bad actors, to use her term, that there was a lot of Confederate bad actors that were going to try to be reelected. So they purposely put in this Article 3 to stop the bad actors from getting back in. And they purposely did not put the president in. So therefore, there's no reason that this should apply to a president, because a president is not in that Article 3. The Article 3 lays out senators, it lays out congressmen, and how are the, and they're the ones that cannot be elected to Congress. Now, they never said president. So that's really the argument.
You hit the nail. You hit the nail on the head. Exactly. So basically, I just want our listeners to understand is that if the Supreme Court, which I think you're going to come in at a 9-0 or an 8.81 verdict, the Supreme Court, if it rules Trump can be kept off of the ballot before Colorado's March 5th primary, the votes for Trump in Colorado would not count. I don't see that happening because then the states could make up, you know, rules as to who's going to be on the ballot going forward. And if you want, if you were a Republican and you wanted to get rid of a Democrat, you could do that. Peter, when we come back, I want you to comment to this. And then I have some other thoughts if you want to hang in there, Peter. You still good or you want to go?
Owen knows I love him.
There you go.
Yeah, I did.
All right, hold on 1 second, guys. We need to take a break. You have been listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. If you select the call on 855-839-1210, God willing, I'm not going anywhere. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Thanks for listening to Talk Radio 1210 WPHD On Demand.
You are and have been listening to the Barry Sable Show with friends. Thanks for hanging in there with us. Owen Stauffer, are you still there with me?
Yes, Barry, you aggravate me to death.
I know.
You're telling me, wait a minute, let me get something out before you interrupt. You're telling me that you wouldn't have enough content for an hour. You were caught short by us. I even brought a real live Democrat in here. Remember you asked it? Why would a Democrat? Sure, we'll save it for next show because I know you're up against the clock. You got a monologue. But
yes.
Save it for your next show. I got a real live Democrat who's a lawyer, he's a progressive, level-headed person, you know.
Love to question him and debate with him. Here's the deal.
Save that for your next show.
We have maybe 5 minutes, so this is what I call rapid fire. So what I want to ask you is, before we wrap up in regards to the Trump Colorado, is there anything quickly before I hit my last topics? You know, Owen, I planned for a two-hour show because who knows who's calling if the telephone systems work. And you're right. I have so many things. Rapid fire. Any last thoughts on this situation with Trump and Colorado?
No, not really that. No, that's good. That's going to get kicked out. They're going to reverse Colorado. That's not my concern.
Yes.
But I have really had a lot of good data for Mayorkas and what's going on. But I know you're up against it. I was going to give you a little history of why Biden did what he did.
Next week.
Did they open the border?
I know.
But I'll save it for next week.
Listen,
I'll save it for next week.
Hold on. Before I ask another question of you, tidbit. A judge denies Daniel Penny's motion to dismiss charge in New York City subway death case. I just want to tell you that the guy, unfortunately, that he killed, I'm sure it wasn't on purpose, obviously, a homeless man with 42 arrests who was arrested mostly recently in 2021 for punching a 67-year-old woman in the face, breaking her bones. That, just your thoughts quickly, because it's just a tidbit. Judge denies his motion to dismiss the charge. I guess that who knows what's going to happen with that one. Any thoughts?
Yeah, it's identity politics. It's because he's white. That's all. I mean, that's the reason. He's white. And I hate to say this, but we got reverse racism going on now, and it's sad. It really is sad. This EDI is doing the minorities a disservice, because you know what? Clarence Thomas said it back when they had affirmative action. He said, every time I went to a job and I was hired, they said, oh, he didn't have the skills. He was just hired because he was an affirmative action candidate. He really can't compete. He needs to step up. He's not as good as red as whiteies. They got to give him a foot up.
Yep.
It does a disservice to black. There are so many black people that are qualified. They get branded as not qualified. I can go into personal stories myself of a black people I've seen that thought they were less management, less quality, because they were brought up by affirmative action. When the fact is they deserve the promotion over whitey. But nobody believes that now. And they're starting this with this EDI. Same thing over again. It's causing division in our country.
Owen,
and they got to do away with EDI. It's hurting the minority.
Oh, I agree. Listen, we only have a few minutes left. Listen, we have Jim on the line. He was gracious enough to call. Jim, I've got 30 seconds with you. What's on your mind today?
Barry, real quick. You know, Trump is putting in his appeal to have the Supreme Court overturn the appeals appeal court for the absolute immunity. What do you think will happen? Do you think the Supreme Court will overturn it and give absolute immunity to Trump?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, my thoughts are the answer is yes. I think that there's a lot of things that are going on. You see a two-tiered system, and I think that he's got a good shot of walking away clear on all of these cases that he's involved with. Look what's going on in Georgia. It's despicable. New York, despicable.
Right, but Barr, real quick, though.
Go ahead.
If the president is granted absolute immunity, what stops Biden from turning around and, let's just say, politely have Trump neutralized? We won't be able to go after Biden because Biden will have absolute immunity.
Yep. Jim, listen, I appreciate the call. Owen, I'll let you respond quickly.
Well, here's the problem with if you don't give him absolute immunity, that every DA in the country will be charging him with some kind of violation. I mean, they could charge him for the murders of people that are over in the Middle East. I mean, he's killing people left and right. There's no declared war.
No.
He's killing people.
Hey,
I mean,
Barry.
They could bring him to court
Jim.
That.
Uncle Barry.
Yes, Peter, you're still
President
there.
Obama,
huh?
President Obama authorized the killing of an American citizen overseas, that Al-Awlaki, who they determined was a terrorist. He had no due process. He had no grand jury hearing. He had no court at all. Obama said kill him. He killed an American citizen. Wait a second. Can he be prosecuted for that?
Yeah, and so many other things.
Why would he have without immunity, he would be prosecuted.
An American citizen.
Yeah. That, listen.
If he really believed he was a terrorist, he should have arrested him.
Listen,
and
guys.
Given him his day in court.
Yeah, we only have a minute. Quickly, Peter, 20 seconds wrap up. And I just got to tell you guys, I prepared and have so much stuff here to talk about.
All right, my 20 second wrap up is as follows.
Go ahead.
We know what's going on with Biden. We've talked about it since our show started. We've laughed about it. But the fact of the matter is, it's not funny.
No.
This is our country and it's at stake. And the other thing I have to say is, this is an educational show.
Guys, I got to wrap.
Barry Sable and Friends show.
Yep.
You will learn things.
Owen, no time for you to wrap.
Uncle Barry, I got a tea time.
Go ahead, Peter.
Just quickly, Mayorkas is going to be impeached next week.
I got to wrap. I got to wrap, Owen.
Right.
I love you. Do not let making a living prevent you from making a life. Go confidently in the direction of your dreams. Live the life you imagine. To Peter Mimmo, Owen Stauffer, Seth Grossman, thanks for calling in on this Saturday afternoon. Philly, on your busy weekend, grateful to you for spending some time with me. You have been listening to The Barry Sable Show with Friends, Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Have a great week, a healthy week, a safe week, and a fun Super Bowl. Hope we meet again. Philly, thanks for always being there. I appreciate you.
This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT On Demand. On Demand.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.